Happy, happy, happy Friday, the sound of the weekend, baby. Trying to get the voice warmed up, get rid of this creeping crud. Greg Cassidy is here. I'm Bob Rose. Happy weekend. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
Okay, no? You're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
My eye itches.
Scratch it.
Doesn't that mean something? Like the palm of your hand itches, does it mean you're going to get money?
Yeah, my dad's mom had, you know, like a few nose itches at some companies coming and that kind of thing. I forgot all about those things.
Drop a spoon, company soon.
Come on,
man.
Yeah.
That's old school stuff.
It is.
All right. Good morning and welcome. Indeed, it is Friday, and one of your top stories, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, interview each other. Yeah, interview each other.
Well, we said that she wasn't doing interviews. I guess we're wrong now, right?
I try to make this little chit-chatty get-together. I saw a clip of it. I didn't see the whole thing.
It was silly.
Slightly awkward.
Just silly.
Silly.
Yeah.
And the point needs to be made that this is what the Democrat Party thinks of you and me. This is what they think, that they can put on a smiling face and they can joke with each other and laugh and smile, and that somehow that gives Americans hope for the future. If anything, it frightens the heck out of us. Yeah. Because you're supposed to be getting serious. Well, you should have been serious about issues. I mean, here's number one, and I know it sounds like beating a dead horse, but number one, the open border. That is such a slap in the face. Who exactly can defend the open border policy and say, this is good? Because she's got that blood all over her hands of anybody who was killed, maimed, raped by an illegal alien or anything else bad that happened because of open borders. All the fentanyl deaths, she had a role in that.
But she's going to fix the border when she's elected.
Yeah, that's bizarre. And she's also going to have universal health care like she campaigned on before and several other things. And now they're talking about price controls, rent controls. That's called socialism, folks. They're going to try to control the profit margin of a corporation. Whenever government tries to run business, it always fails. It is called socialism. And it has failed in Venezuela, which basically is what, you know, Trump has come out and said that what they're trying to promote is what he called the Maduro plan. In other words, you want Venezuela? Yeah, go ahead and vote for Kamala because that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Former President Trump yesterday directly responded to a proposed effort from the Biden administration to lower prescription drug prices that the president announced alongside Vice President Kamala Harris yesterday, likening her proposals to the policies of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who's not a good guy, by the way, in case you're not aware of that.
Yeah.
Biden on Thursday announced the move during an event in Prince George's County. Now, Kamala is reportedly proposing communist price controls. She wants price controls. That's what Trump said at his press conference in Bedminster, New Jersey. He came out relaxed, confident, welcomed everybody, and just went through the issues. And he said, look, if they worked, I'd go along with it, too. But they don't work. They actually have the exact opposite impact and effect. But it leads to food shortages, rationing, hunger, dramatically more inflation. Yeah, this has been pushed on people in the past. You do not want the government having any more influence than it already does. And in fact, if you want the country to find, you know, real prosperity, if anything, you're going to have to claw back a lot of what the government is into now. She's running on the Maduro plan, Trump said, like something straight out of Venezuela or the Soviet Union. This announcement is an admission that her economic policies have totally failed and caused really a catastrophe for our country. And beyond that, a catastrophe in the world, a little bit unrelated, but not totally unrelated. He further blamed the administration's spending packages for rising prices. Their Inflation Reduction Act, by the way, was a disaster, is what caused the inflation. Their Inflation Reduction Act was a con job. They actually admitted that it wasn't really for inflation, and they did it. They don't know why they did it, but they named it the Inflation Reduction Act, which is a very nice name. Got approved based on that. Unfortunately, people didn't understand it. I understood it, and I said it's going to cause tremendous inflation. Of course, which it has.
Yep.
And this leads to kind of a really a larger thing, without to use a cliche, but you know, the view from 30,000 feet or the macro view. The left, they're so desperate to gain even more power that they'll lie to you. Yes, I know that politicians in the past and present and probably future sometimes have difficulty with the truth.
Yeah. A lot of difficulty with the truth.
But when they have to call something the Inflation Reduction Act, mm-hmm. and it really was like a can of gasoline to inflation, it lit it on fire. They knew that was going to happen. When you put this tremendous amount of money into the economy that's all fake, you have inflation. I mean, that's 101.
Yeah.
They knew it. They named it that purposefully to deceive. They are the party of deception. Again, it doesn't make the Republicans all the perfect little choir boys either. But it is pretty clear, especially when it comes to policies. Open border. Remember what they did. They denied that we had open borders. Lie. And they said, there's no crisis, and they lied. And they have an Inflation Reduction Act that they knew was a lie, and that's what they promote. They promote lies. That's what the left does. Remember, one of the biggest things they used was calling Trump a liar.
Mm-hmm.
But when they were ever asked, well, what lie are you referring to? They never had an answer.
But do they ever have a real answer? I mean, they still quote. They still tell the same lies.
Yes.
Over and over and
very
over.
Very fine people. Hands up. Don't shoot.
All the same
lies. The lies just continue.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, think about it. If you want to gain more power, and the easiest way to do it, deceive people. Tell them what they want to hear.
Uh-huh.
Especially when most of the media is not going to rip you apart for it, like the media and the watchdog role that they're supposed to have. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. All right, we're going to try a little softer tone. I'm going to take more of a Glenn Beck approach this morning.
A kindler, gentler Bob Rose?
Yes, at least kindler and gentler to my ailing throat. And I do apologize once again. I willed my body to not get sick during my vacation.
How'd that work out?
It worked out well for my vacation.
Until?
I had to go back to work. Work is the curse of the working man.
Convenient.
It's clear. How convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is 6:21 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. How do you like that?
That was better. Much, very, very kind and gentle.
I'm prepared to make an executive decision. Since I'm speaking in these tones, I feel a little bit more like an executive.
Wow.
I don't have to speak up to get you to pay attention because I'm like the king, right? I'm the head of the board of directors.
Directors, right? But if the people if the people at NPR are tuning in, they're going to try to hire you away.
That's true. Are they going? Why is he ripping us off? What, is he doing a parody? Does he think that's funny? No, actually, I'm making an executive decision. I'm going to call this Phone Frenzy Friday. Uh-huh. This will be a great opportunity since I can't speak.
Yes.
For Greg to speak more, for people to call in more. Oh, that's right. You're hurting, too. So we'll
Bob, give it to me, but that's okay.
We're going to let the callers take over the show to some extent.
Uh-huh. You know,
to some extent.
Long rants. Yeah, we'll still cut you off.
Yeah, we've got to rein you in. Because even though everything that you have to say is super important.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody might feel that the long, rambled version of it is
proper. Yeah. It's kind of like back in our music days. There's a reason that we would get the radio edit.
Yes.
It was about 3.5 minutes long, as opposed to the 6-minute album version.
Or as those of us who like to talk, and that's why we went into radio, because we talked too much in school.
Oh, yeah.
Then we got into radio, and they said, don't talk too much. Less is more. Here, read this liner card. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. This is a great song. Once Bitten, Twice Shy, the band Great White, the founding lead vocalist, passed away at the age of 63. Jack Russell.
Wow. 63.
Yeah.
I'll be 63 in about a week and a half.
Well, the times are getting hard for you.
Hopefully there's no correlation.
I hope not.
Strumming all over God's world.
Remember the song?
Oh, yeah.
That's a big hit.
Oh, yeah. 63, that's young.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Glam rocker, I don't know where they come up with that term, glam rocker. Anyway,
yeah.
Jack Russell, front of the 80s metal group. Great. Yeah, and again, I wouldn't even call that metal.
No.
It's not like Metallica. Anyway, they were talented, and he passed away at the age of 63. Now, listen, he was battling multiple system atrophy and Lewy body dementia.
At 63.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now it's the middle of the night on the open road. The heater don't work and it's us up cold.
That's way too young.
Yes, it is.
Way too young. Also on this day, you know who else passed away?
Peter Marshall. Circle gets a square.
Yeah. And the king of rock and roll.
He just died again?
Again, since 1977.
Oh.
Higher, higher, it's burning through the
Yeah, we're just going to talk about dead people today. Unless you call in.
Dead People Friday.
877-975-9825. I thought you were going to the Peter Marshall thing. I didn't even...
It all ties in, so... Yeah, it is the... I mean, Elvis is kind of one of those things of you know where you were when you heard he passed away. Kind of like for folks a little older than us, for JFK or John Lennon. But Elvis, certainly... Well, I mean, my mom's family was from Mississippi. She graduated high school in 56 from Corinth, Mississippi, 50 miles from Memphis. So he had come on strong, 54, 55, while she was in high school.
But
so.
She didn't watch the gyrating hips or anything,
well,
did she?
Well, she was a good Christian girl. But some of her friends from high school would, like, sneak over and, like, you know, get grass from his yard or something like that.
Really?
Those bad girls in the 50s, yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah, 1977.
That's unbelievable. Because that's the same year that Great White was actually founded. In 1977.
Are you serious?
Everything is connected.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, real quick on the Great White thing.
Yes.
Now, you know, they broke up in 1996. Then they reformed in 2001, and they called it Jack Russell's Great White.
Right? Okay. Gotcha.
But unfortunately, that incarnation of Great White is infamously attached to the worst fireworks fire in history.
That show, yes.
2003 Inferno, Rhode Island.
Forgot about that.
Hard Rock Music Club. They had pyrotechnics and stuff like that. They had kind of a low ceiling.
Yeah, it was not
Things
it was
caught on fire and spread incredibly fast, and it killed 100 people, including their guitarist, Ty Longley. It injured 230 more. It remains the deadliest fireworks accident in U.S. history.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bad one. That was awful.
So, you know, remembered for some big hits.
Sure.
Had some good times, but...
Well, radio stations still play this one quite a bit. It's still out there.
Also attached to, the worst fireworks accident in U.S. history.
That's awful.
All right. I did mention Peter Marshall has passed away. There are so many childhood memories attached to the Hollywood Squares. Let me just...
like people or situations kind of thing, or like some of the celebrity guests.
Well, my dad and I would watch it together.
Oh, okay.
And you know that and Jeopardy.
Oh yeah.
You know, and obviously one's much more entertaining. The other one, though, is good for your brain.
Yeah.
But Peter Marshall, and 16 years, he hosted the Hollywood Squares. That is big. He passed away at the age of 98.
What a nice long life.
Yes.
So, like me, did you grow up thinking, you know, maybe if there was a TV side to your media career, I always thought I'd love to host a game show. I just thought that would be fun.
Now, he had a son who was a Major League Baseball player, and I remember my dad telling me at the time. And now we know why Peter Marshall has the last name Marshall. That wasn't his given name. His son's name was Pete LeCocq.
Really?
Yes. And he played for the Cubs and the Kansas City Royals.
I had no idea.
And here's your connection.
Yes.
He hit a grand slam home run, and he wasn't a big home run hitter.
Right.
The last time Bob Gibson ever pitched.
No.
Yep.
There's a that's huge.
To St. Louis.
Yeah.
See how
huge.
I bring it all around?
It's all
See
a
how
big
I tie
circle.
It all together, put a bow on it?
It's a nice big bow.
Phone Frenzy Friday. Help me out, folks. I'm hurting. Craig's starting to get the creeping crud. So it's all up to you. No
pressure. Still have like 3.5 hours to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Get on your game, folks. A lot of caffeine and. Well, rock and roll together. 6:29 on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for supporting what we do. We appreciate that. And we got plenty of top stories. Kamala and Tim Walz, they did a nice little interview. Oh, no, not with the media. With each other.
I don't think that counts.
No, not so much.
Just giggling and cackling is not really an interview.
Also, the DNC, their big shindig, is kicks off in Chicago. And was it like the RuPaul convention or something? Isn't RuPaul involved in some level?
Yeah, I mean, I guess officially it starts in a couple of days, but a big party going on. And really, that it's kind of like the Olympics. Let's put out there our morals. Let's just toss in front of the whole world what we think is the most family-friendly thing we can do.
Well, and maybe people will be upset about that, but I think what people would really rather have is addressing real issues like the economy, immigration, what's going on in the Middle East, you know, real issues.
Versus dudes and dresses.
Open borders, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I'm just guessing. I'm thinking that.
No, it's a stretch for some, but I think you're probably right.
But yeah. Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz granted an interview, but with each other, and it's a bit bizarre.
Yeah.
And there is something, just the only way I can position is there's something very odd about him.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder if they knew who they had narrowed it down to when they tried to call J.D. Vance weird.
It's like deflection.
Well, it's like they call you what they
what
are,
you
just
are,
like
yeah.
they've been doing.
Yes.
So I wonder if they kind of knew. They go,
they're gonna
say he's weird because it kind of is.
So we better get it out there that the other guy is
exactly. Before, that's what I think.
But it didn't really catch on. It lasted for a couple of days, whatever, and then it was kind of gone
because it was too easy to meme.
Yep.
The Democrats say this is normal. Fill in the blank with any of their ridiculousness.
Great memes out there.
And then here's a guy who a Marine served his country. Now, put himself through school, went to Yale, the whole deal. All right. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines are open, 877-975-9825. And Denny, thanks for holding. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you all. Hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Anytime federal government gets fooling around with business, the best example I can think about it is the Mustang Ranch there in Sparks, Nevada, when the guy that owned it owed a lot of taxes and the government took it over. And it went belly up, bankrupt. Now, granted, Bill Clinton was the president at the time, so just saying.
Well, that is kind of interesting because I know what the Mustang Ranch was about, and you'd think that would be one business that the government actually could keep going because they've done such a great job screwing us every day.
Amen to that.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's go to Justin. You're on the air. Good morning, Justin. You're on the air. Oh, am I?
Yeah, you're ahead of the curve.
Oh, I'm ahead of the curve. All right. All right, it is 6:42 on the Bob Rose Show, and can I do it now?
Yeah.
Justin, you're on the air. Sorry.
Good morning, fellas. Now, I actually didn't even know that they called him weird until I was on Trump's little, Truth Social app, and a bunch of trolls were on there calling everybody weird, and I said, you know what's weird is grown adults saying that, you know, children's genitals need to be chopped off. To me, that's weird. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, that's, or that you should have men in drag reading stories to your children.
Or that you and your state, as the governor, your administration would take in a protection act, would take the part out where it would protect kids from pedophiles. You'd remove that language.
You're talking about the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz.
Oh, what a coincidence. That's the same guy.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. That's weird. Hey, that's weird.
It's really weird.
Dan, you're on the air. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning. Hey, guys, this Harrison Tampon Waltz interview, I'm thinking that's pretty much like putting a lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig.
Yeah.
If Tim Walz plays the part of Benny Hill, then who would Kamala be?
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, that'd be a good one.
See, because, but the only problem with that is Benny Hill is actually entertaining and funny.
Yeah.
Remember the British comedian?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of his little short videos and different things.
And this guy's just creepy.
Yeah.
He's creepy. There's something there.
There's something odd.
Uh-huh.
Well, it is 6:45. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. We've got a lot more to talk about, and we invite you to weigh in as well on a Phone Frenzy Friday, 877-975-9825. Call us on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And stay tuned, and happy weekend. 97.3, The Sky. Good morning, and welcome to the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Morning, Greg.
Good morning. Ready for the weekend? Yeah?
I
mean, you had to work 4 days in a row this week after weekend Sturgis.
No, it's clear it's killing me.
Well, okay. Got me
destroying
there.
Me.
You got me there. Yeah.
Yeah. No, probably the weekend will be, rest and recuperation, try to get to where I can speak and not start hacking, and which rips my throat apart, which leads to other things, and that's not good.
That's not good. We got a big event to go to tomorrow night. It's the Red Shoe Affair, of course, all benefiting Ronald McDonald House. It's their biggest event of the year. And
do you have your red shoes yet?
I don't usually do red shoes. I'll do a red tie or a red shirt.
No, that's not what it's called.
Well, I know, but I don't.
You know what?
Those pumps, after the whole evening, they just really hurt. Make my calves look good.
Well, you don't have to go with the big, 6-inch heels. Go with the slightly lower one. It'll still give you a little bit of lift.
You should know about
a little more comfort.
Things. Yes, good point. Good point.
Anyway, 877-975-9825. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines just decided we're going to open it up a little bit because, you can hear how I sound.
Uh-huh.
So let's go to D.C. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. First of all, something that needs to be said is that we really owe you all a debt of gratitude coming out there every morning so early. All the research you do into everything, the creativity with prepping all those sound bites and everything. You know, we're very fortunate where we live here to have you guys on the radio every morning, and I thank God for that.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yes. Second, and I think everybody out there knows it, and I think you all see that, but, I am more and more believing that this election is fixed, just like what you're discussing this morning. They don't have to do anything because they know the fix is in. So what I think needs to happen is Republicans need to have a second revolution. And we need to get everybody, every relative, every...
Good morning and happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for supporting what we do. We appreciate that. And we got plenty of top stories. Kamala and Tim Walz, they did a nice little interview. Oh, no, not with the media. With each other.
I don't think that counts.
No, not so much.
Just giggling and cackling is not really an interview.
Also, the DNC, their big shindig, is kicks off in Chicago. And was it like the RuPaul convention? So, isn't RuPaul involved in some level?
Yeah, I mean, I guess officially it starts in a couple of days, but a big party going on. And really, it's kind of like the Olympics. Let's put out there our morals. Let's just toss in front of the whole world what we think is the most family-friendly thing we can do.
Well, and maybe people will be upset about that, but I think what people would really rather have is addressing real issues like the economy, immigration, what's going on in the Middle East. You know, real issues.
Versus dudes addressing.
Open borders, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm just guessing. I'm thinking that.
Well, no, it's a stretch for some, but I think you're probably right.
But yeah, Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz granted an interview, but with each other. And it's a bit bizarre. Yeah. And there is something, just the only way I can position is there's something very odd about him.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder if they knew who they had narrowed it down to when they tried to call J.D. Vance weird.
It's like deflection.
Well, it's like they call you what they are, just like they've been doing.
Yes.
So I wonder if they kind of knew. They go, you know, they're gonna say he's weird because it kind of is.
So we better get it out there that the other guy is.
Exactly. Before, that's what I think.
But it didn't really catch on. It lasted for a couple of days, whatever, and then it was kind of gone.
Because it was too easy to meme.
Yep.
The Democrats say this is normal. Fill in the blank with any of their ridiculousness.
There were great memes out there.
And then, yeah, here's a guy who, a Marine, served his country, you know, put himself through school, went to Yale, the whole deal. All right. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines are open, 877-975-9825. And, Denny, thanks for holding. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you all. Hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Yeah, anytime federal government gets fooling around with business, the best example I can think about it is the Mustang Ranch there in Sparks, Nevada, when the guy that owned it owed a lot of taxes, and the government took it over, and it went belly up, bankrupt. Now, granted, Bill Clinton was the president at the time, so just saying.
Well, that is kind of interesting because I know what the Mustang Ranch was about. And you'd think that would be one business that the government actually could keep going because they've done such a great job screwing us every day.
Amen to that.
Oh yeah. All right, let's go to Justin. You're on the air. Good morning, Justin. You're on the air. Oh, am I?
Yeah, you're ahead of the curve.
Oh, I'm ahead of the curve. All right. All right, it is 6:42 on the Bob Rose Show, and can I do it now?
Yeah.
Justin, you're on the air, sorry.
Good morning, fellas. No, I actually didn't even know that they called him weird until I was on Trump's little, Truth Social app, and a bunch of trolls were on there calling everybody weird, and I said, you know what's weird is grown adults saying that, you know, children's genitals need to be chopped off. To me, that's weird. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, or that you should have men in drag reading stories to your children.
Or that you and your state, as the governor, your administration would take a protection act, would take the part out where it would protect kids from pedophiles. You'd remove that language.
You're talking about the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz.
What a coincidence. That's the same guy.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. That's weird. Hey, that's weird.
It's really weird.
Dan, you're on the air. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning. Hey, guys, this Harris and Tampon Walz interview, I'm thinking that's pretty much like putting lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig.
Yeah.
If Tim Walz plays the part of Benny Hill, then who would Kamala be?
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, that'd be a good one.
See, because, but the only problem with that is Benny Hill was actually entertaining and funny.
Yeah.
Remember the British comedian?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of his little short videos and different things.
And this guy's just creepy.
Yeah.
He's creepy. There's something there.
There's something odd.
Uh-huh.
Well, it is 6:45. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. We've got a lot more to talk about, and we invite you to weigh in as well on a Phone Frenzy Friday, 877-975-9825. Call us on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And stay tuned, and happy weekend. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning, and welcome to the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Morning, Greg.
Good morning. Ready for the weekend? Yeah?
I
mean, you had to work 4 days in a row this week after weekend Sturgis.
No, it's clear it's killing me.
Well, okay. Got me
destroying
there.
Destroying me.
You got me there. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Yeah, probably the weekend will be, you know, rest and recuperation, try to get to where I can speak and not start hacking, and which rips my throat apart, which leads to other things, and that's not good.
That's not good. We got a big event to go to tomorrow night. It's the Red Shoe Affair, of course, all benefiting Ronald McDonald House. It's their biggest event of the year. And
do you have your red shoes yet?
I don't usually do red shoes. I'll do a red tie or a red shirt.
No, it's that's not what it's called.
Well, I know, but I don't.
You know what?
Those pumps, they after the whole evening, they just really hurt. Make my calves look good.
Well, but, I mean, you don't have to go with the big, like, 6-inch heels. Go with the slightly lower one. It'll still give you a little bit of lift.
You should know about you know
more
about these
comfort.
Things. Yes, good point. Good point.
Anyway, 877-975-9825. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline's just decided we're going to open it up a little bit because, well, you can hear how I sound.
Uh-huh.
So let's go to D.C. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. First of all, something that needs to be said is that we really owe you all a debt of gratitude coming out there every morning so early. All the research you do into everything, the creativity with prepping all those sound bites and everything. You know, we're very fortunate where we live here to have you guys on the radio every morning, and I thank God for that.
Thank you.
And that's awesome. Thank you.
Yes. Second, and I think you're, you know, everybody out there knows it, and I think you all see that. But, you know, I am more and more believing that this election is fixed, just like what you're discussing this morning. They don't have to do anything because they know the fix is in. So what I think needs to happen is Republicans need to have a second revolution. And we need to get everybody, every relative, every swing voter we can to go out and vote Republican to break the fix. If there's ever any incentive for people to vote, this is it. I mean, they seem too confident to me with their bumbling and stumbling around and the obvious lies that the people can hear. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense to me that they're not really defending it. And the fact that the polls are so close now all of a sudden, 1% in Florida separating Trump from Kamala, something's not right there. But they have to do that so that if anyone wants to protest the election results, they can say, well, look, the polls all along said it was close or that Kamala was doing great. So think about this as an intelligence analyst would look at this. And I never was involved with the political end of it and with people. There was other guys that devoted their lives to that. But just for me looking at it and for the things that you all are discussing on the air that don't make any sense, absolutely, no news conference, no answering questions. And Trump, I heard him yesterday, so comfortable talking to the press. I mean, it doesn't make any sense unless they believe, really, that the fix is in, that they can say whatever they want. They could actually campaign from their basement if they want it.
Yeah, the truth will set you free. Trump has an easy time talking about things because he truly believes them that have to do with the border and the economy especially. He believes them. And these other folks, the Democrats, they have to try to sell you whatever they think that you'll buy. But they overcame a deficit when Biden supposedly beat Trump. When they did that, when they were capable of doing that, and supposedly he received 14 million more votes than Obama did?
Who believes that?
While campaigning basically from his basement, a tired old man with no fresh ideas, gets elected over a very popular president. Yeah, I have to agree. And I'm glad you followed it up, D.C., with, you know, after you said, I think the fix is in, I fear that it is.
Right.
But here's what you got to do. You can't just put your hands up in the air and give up. You got to do what he said. Get everybody. And people don't normally vote. When I was out west, I was having dinner with, you know, with a bunch of people, but one lady I just met, and came up that she is a Trump supporter, but literally said, but it doesn't matter because I don't vote. And I said, what?
Oh, come on.
She goes, I just don't want to participate.
Wow.
And I said, so you let other people make decisions for you in other areas of your life?
Right.
No, it's not that. And she got, like, defensive, obviously. Uh-huh. And I said, you're a non-vote. A non-vote is actually a vote for the other team.
Absolutely.
And she already said that she supports Trump and his policies. Then but she doesn't want to be, she doesn't want to be, like, on the radar in general. She's kind of off the grid.
Okay.
I have a feeling maybe she's, maybe the IRS doesn't know her.
Yeah.
Things like that. Right. That's the impression I got.
Okay.
An older, you know, kind of biker woman, if you will.
Right.
And very, you know, very nice. But, yeah, I was very dismayed. And I didn't find myself being very effective at trying to, you know, for her to see the light and how important it would be for her to vote.
That's amazing.
Especially this juncture where we're at.
How many are out there like that?
Well, that's the thing. And I don't know if she has children, but I say, look, man, if you're 50 or more, you know, you're going to somehow survive. But if you've got children or grandchildren or ever hope to, that's what we're trying to preserve this constitutional republic for.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
We've got a lot more to talk about, and we'll also get your calls on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. Never miss a minute of the show on demand 24/7. Subscribe on the Odyssey app. Good morning and welcome to the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Morning, Greg.
Good morning. Ready for the weekend? Yeah. I mean, you had to work 4 days in a row this week after weekend Sturgis.
No, it's clear it's killing me.
Well, okay, got me
destroying
there.
Me.
You got me there. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Probably the weekend will be, you know, rest and recuperation. Try to get to where I can speak and not start hacking, and which rips my throat apart, which leads to other things, and that's not good.
That's not good. We got a big event to go to tomorrow night. It's the Red Shoe Affair, of course. All benefiting Ronald McDonald House. It's their biggest event of the year. And
do you have your red shoes yet?
I don't usually do red shoes. I'll do a red tie or a red shirt.
No, that's not what it's called.
Well, I know, but I don't.
You know what?
Those pumps, after the whole evening, they just really hurt. Make my calves look good.
Well, but, I mean, you don't have to go with the big, like, 6-inch heels. Go with the slightly lower one. It'll still give you a little bit of lift.
You should know about
you
know
more
about
comfort.
Things. Yes, good point. Good point.
Anyway, 877-975-9825, Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines just decided we're going to open it up a little bit because, well, you can hear how I sound.
Uh-huh.
So let's go to D.C. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. First of all, something that needs to be said is that we really owe you all a debt of gratitude coming out there every morning so early. All the research you do into everything, the creativity with prepping all those sound bites and everything. You know, we're very fortunate where we live here to have you guys on the radio every morning, and I thank God for that.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, second, and I think everybody out there knows it, and I think you all see that, but, you know, I am more and more believing that this election is fixed. Just like what you're discussing this morning, they don't have to do anything because they know the fix is in. So what I think needs to happen is Republicans need to have a second revolution, and we need to get everybody, every relative, every swing voter we can to go out and vote Republican to break the fix. If there's ever any incentive for people to vote, this is it. I mean, they seem too confident to me with their bumbling and stumbling around and the obvious lies that the people can hear. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense to me that they're not really defending it. And the fact that the polls are so close now all of a sudden, 1% in Florida separating Trump from Kamala, something's not right there. But they have to do that so that if anyone wants to protest the election results, they could say, well, look, the polls all along said it was close or that Kamala was doing great. So think about this as an intelligence analyst would look at this. And I never was involved with the political end of it and with people. There was other guys that devoted their lives to that. But just for me looking at it and for the things that you all are discussing on the air that don't make any sense, absolutely no news conference, no answering questions. And Trump, I heard him yesterday, so comfortable talking to the press. I mean, it doesn't make any sense unless they believe, really, that the fix is in, that they can say whatever they want. They could actually campaign from their basement if they wanted.
Yeah, the truth will set you free. Trump has an easy time talking about things because he truly believes them that have to do with the border and the economy especially. He believes them. And these other folks, the Democrats, they have to try to sell you whatever they think that you'll buy. Hmm. But they overcame a deficit when Biden supposedly beat Trump. When they did that, when they were capable of doing that, and supposedly he received 14 million more votes than Obama did?
Who believes that?
While campaigning basically from his basement, a tired old man with no fresh ideas, gets elected over a very popular president. Yeah, I have to agree. And I'm glad you followed it up, D.C., with, you know, after you said, I think the fix is in, I fear that it is.
Right.
But here's what you got to do. You can't just put your hands up in the air and give up. You got to do what he said. Get everybody. And people don't normally vote. When I was out west, I was having dinner with, you know, with a bunch of people, but one lady I just met, and it came up that she is a Trump supporter, but literally said, but it doesn't matter because I don't vote. And I said, what?
Oh, come on.
She goes, I just don't want to participate.
Wow.
And I said, so you let other people make decisions for you in other areas of your life?
Right.
No. No, it's not that. And she got, like, defensive, obviously. And I said, you're a non-vote. A non-vote is actually a vote for the other team.
Absolutely.
And she already said that she supports Trump and his policies. Then but she doesn't want to be, she doesn't want to be like on the radar in general. She's kind of off the grid.
Okay.
I have a feeling maybe she's, maybe the IRS doesn't know her.
Yeah.
Things like that. Right. That's the impression I got.
Okay.
An older, you know, kind of biker woman, if you will.
Right.
And very, you know, very nice. But yeah, I was very dismayed. And I didn't find myself being very effective at trying to, you know, for her to see the light and how important it would be for her to vote.
That's amazing.
Especially this juncture where we're at.
How many are out there like that?
Well, that's the thing, and I don't know if she has children, but I say, look, man, if you're 50 or more, you know, you're going to somehow survive. But if you've got children or grandchildren or ever hope to, that's what we're trying to preserve this constitutional republic for, you know?
Yeah.
We've got a lot more to talk about, and we'll also get your calls on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. Never miss a minute of the show on demand 24/7. Subscribe on the Odyssey app.